Joining us right now is one of our all-time favorite guests. He's a legend in his own mind, at least. Richard Shea, the commissioner of the MLE, Major League Eating. Richard, how are you?
I'm well, thanks. I'm actually president of Major League Eating. We have a different commissioner, but I appreciate the upgrade.
Well, what's higher, the president or the commissioner?
Well, I guess it depends on the sport, right? Our commissioner is an even-handed guy, and he just kind of is there to advance the sport and make sure the game goes off okay. What is higher? I guess it depends on the sport. In this case, and in the case of our league, I get paid, so our commissioner doesn't. So,
well, we're the president of the MLE is joining us right now. Before we move forward here, Richard, I'm sure you've had an experience or two on David Letterman. Could you share those?
We had one great experience in Letterman years ago, and when we actually were starting the league, one of our biggest, and now it's a major in our calendar year, the Acme Oyster Eating Championship in New Orleans, which actually is going to occur a week from Sunday. And the first Acme Oyster Eating Champ was a guy named Crazy Legs Conti, and he had 34 dozen oysters. And so Letterman's people called us and said, would you come up to Midtown and do that? We did it. It was great. It was very fun. And we were thrilled to meet Dave and the whole crew. It's the last time he had us on, and I was not part of the top 10 last night. I was number 11. I got cut out.
That is disappointing. I would think Joey Chestnut should have been a part of last night's show in some way.
Or he could have been there when Bill Murray popped out of the cake. He could have eaten the cake or something. Yeah.
He could have. Could he have put that down, you think, that entire cake?
Yes, you know, Matt Stoney, who's challenging Joey, ate a birthday cake, and I'm sorry, I don't have the data point in my head, but he had an enormous, almost table-topping birthday cake for his 20th birthday, Matt Stoney, and he did it in under 5 minutes.
Amazing. How is Joey Chestnut doing? We've had him on before. We've had you on, obviously, talking about him. When I do these interviews, people want to know about Joey and how is he doing. Is he ready for the big season?
I'm sure he is. You know, Joey has, so as I mentioned, Matt Stoney, and this was sort of the narrative last year, where is Matt going to be able to catch up to Joey on the fourth? They've sort of split ever since then. I know, you know, you're a little more casual of a fan, so you watch the big dance in Coney Island, but we have events almost every weekend. And last weekend we had a gyro or gyro eating contest, which we have every year down at Nikos in Houston. And Matt Stoney ate 22 gyros and Joey ate 15 and a half. So that's a huge margin. But, you know, as is typical and as I've learned, is when it comes time at high noon on July 4, no one can touch Joey. So we'll see if he tunes up or if Matt's for real.
Who are some of the other big players heading into the big summer season that we should have an eye on this year?
My favorite newcomer, who I met in Atlanta a couple of weeks ago, Adam Nathan's qualifier, and he did not qualify, so he's going to compete this weekend. We have an event that at Speed Street in Charlotte, because there's a huge NASCAR thing going on down there. This guy, Gideon Oji, he's 6'8 or 6'9. He's from Nigeria originally, but he's a hoops player, and he played for a college called Clayton State down in Georgia. And he is like, he lost to Crazy Legs Conti, the guy who was on Letterman with me years ago. But Crazy Legs, obviously a veteran. This was Gideon's first ever attempt at eating hot dogs, and he lost only by a half a hot dog. So Gideon Oji, who won't be in the top three or four on the fourth, unlikely, but he's got me excited.
What other big events are on the horizon right now?
You know, I mentioned the oyster contest. We have you know, a lot of eyes obviously on the Nathan's Famous Circuit. You know, so people are trying to qualify. We'll be out in Sonoma, California, and we'll be all the way up in Boston and New Hampshire and all around the country. I think that right now you'll see some other contests. We have a Hooters thing that happens after the fourth. I mean, really right now, you know, the media, you included, obviously, are going to be looking at who's qualified for the fourth and what's going to happen in Coney Island. So most eyes are on Nathan's Famous.
And right now, looking at the rankings, as I see them, you have Chestnut as one, Stoney as two, and then someone you always bring up, Tim Eater X Janis. He's still around, right?
Tim is. He's a very selective eater. You know, like, he has not been active on the circuit, but when he does eat, he crushes it. So, I mean, the idea that of Tim placing anything, you know, after third in the men's round in Coney Island, I can't imagine it. But I will say Tim has not been as active as he once was, so he may be starting to wane. But, you know, this year's you know, sadly, the narrative hasn't necessarily changed. My feeling, my gut, and I have to be objective, but if I could step away from that for a minute, I think Matt can take Joey down, and it could be amazing because Joey's looking for number 9, and next year Joey has said publicly that he wants to get 10. So it's going to be a battle royale on the 4th of July.
Richard Shea, the president of the MLE, is with us here on WBAL News Radio 1090. Richard, my producer tells me that you guys are actually creating your own Hall of Fame. Is that true?
Yeah, right now we have a wall of fame in Coney Island that features the images of many known eaters. You know, Eater X, as you mentioned, Crazy Legs, Badlands, Booker, you know, the People's Champ, Joey Chestnut, Matt Stoney, Sonia Thomas, who's from Alexandria, Virginia. There is also a lady, Juliet Lee, from Germantown, Maryland. Great eaters all, but they're only just on a wall. It's a big, huge image, like 2 stories high. So we're looking for the Hall of Fame. We're just looking for a nondescript city to place it in. You know, if you think of Cooperstown or where these Hall of Fames are, they're like not near anything convenient. So if you want to bring your kids to them, you know, it's a real pain. So we're looking for a town that's just not near anything convenient, totally nondescript place, and that's where we're going to put the Hall of Fame.
That's really interesting. How are you going to find that town? There has to be some sort of connection to it. We know about Cooperstown, where Abner Doubleday obviously played the first baseball game ever and devised the rules, supposedly.
Right. And where's the football?
Canton, Ohio.
Canton. Okay, so Western Ohio, they love their football, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, so George and I, my brother who wears a straw hat in the 4th, we were born in Boston, but we ended up living about 8 years of our lives in Bangor, Maine. So perhaps that's as nondescript as you can get.
I love it. And I've actually been to Bangor, Maine.
It's not a bad little place.
No, it isn't. That is a perfect place for the MLE Hall of Fame. We'll get some lobster and christen it with a lobster eating contest.
Yeah, it's completely bizarre, so it makes sense. Now, I think there will be a Hall of Fame someday, and it'll probably be with the way rents are in Midtown Manhattan. It'll probably be out in Coney Island.
That actually is probably where it should be, fittingly, for your sport. And if you do that, Richard, promise to credential me there, and we will go there to be a part of that Hall of Fame opening.
I have very few powers, but I can credential you for that and your whole crew on the 4th of July if you want to come out and go live from the corner of Surf and Stillwell on July 4th.
That sounds amazing. Richard Shea, the one and only president of the MLE, as they get ready to embark on their great season of eating. They do it year-round, of course, but it's all right now a big build-up to qualifying and getting to the 4th at Coney Island for the Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest. Richard, can we talk soon? That was awesome.
I love it, and I'm so thrilled to be a friend of the program. Good luck to all your sports teams and baseball, of course, first and foremost, and have a great, great summer.
All right, you too. That's Richard Shea. We'll come back with more next.